You're listening to SBS News.
The head of news website Rappler was arrested in the Philippines this week, accused of cyber libel over a 2012 article linking a businessman to murder, human trafficking and drug offences. Cyber libel is a term used to describe defamation that takes place over the internet. Her arrest is part of ongoing government pressure on Ms. Reza and her website, which is already facing tax evasion charges that could shut it down. As she was being arrested, Ms. Reza said due process is not being followed in her case.
What I know is I've not gotten an official copy of the DOJ indictment. We would have the chance to file a motion for reconsideration. We should. The fact that an arrest warrant has been issued, well, really interesting. And I will follow. I'm just shocked that the rule of law has been broken to the point that I can't see it.
Ms. Reza was among several people named Person of the Year by Time last year for leading what the magazine described as Rappler's fearless reporting on President Rodrigo Duterte's war on drugs. David Kaye is the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Freedom of Opinion and Expression. He's tweeted that the arrest marks a very serious escalation in harassment of media, inconsistent with the Philippines' obligations to promote and protect freedom of expression. Rappler has borne the brunt of what activists describe as a state-sponsored campaign to intimidate Mr. Duterte's opponents, either by taking legal action or subjecting them to online hate whipped up by social media influencers, some of whom hold government posts. Rappler issued a statement saying despite harassment and intimidation of its reporters, it would not be silenced.
No one is safe. Maria Ressa was accused of cyber libel, allegedly because she was the editor of a story that was published. She was not. This is another of several attempts to intimidate us, but it will not succeed, as past attempts have shown. Maria Ressa and Rappler will continue to do our jobs as journalists. We will continue to tell the truth and report what we see and hear. We are first and foremost journalists. We are truth tellers.
Presidential spokesman Salvador Panello has denied the arrest had anything to do with freedom of expression or freedom of the press. He's told news channel ANC a crime has been committed, a court had found probable cause, and Rappler was not being penalised for its reporting. In the past, Mr. Duterte has said he does not need help from online trolls and insists he has never punished anyone for criticising him. He has also called Rappler a fake news outlet, suggesting it might be linked to the US Central Intelligence Agency. Queensland University Professor Peter Grester is a spokesman for the Alliance of Journalists' Freedom. He says in recent years, Ms. Ressa has come under personal attack for her work.
There is a well-established army of online trolls that have been harassing Maria, threatening all sorts of things like sexual abuse, sexual assault and so on. She comes under direct personal attack. Never mind the assaults on her organisation, Rappler.com. Maria, who I know personally, has been working very hard to make sure that they've been scrupulously straight in abiding by the law. Now, we have to, of course, see evidence. If there is evidence, then, of course, we'll have to accept this. But I would be very, very surprised if there is any evidence. And it seems quite clear that this is really simply an attempt to silence one of the most courageous critical voices of the Duterte regime in the Philippines.
At least 251 journalists worldwide were imprisoned for their work last year on anti-state charges, a near record high. Jane Worthington is acting director of the International Federation of Journalists in the Asia Pacific region. She says the Philippines remains one of the most dangerous countries for journalists in the world, especially for a country that is not at war.
You have journalists there that are constantly in the firing line, and when I say firing line, that's exactly where they are, because when they are silenced, they are usually silenced with a bullet. It's a lawless society. There's rife corruption. Their problems are endemic, and it's far too easy in a gun culture there to just simply snuff out a journalist with a bullet.
The National Union of Journalists of the Philippines says 12 journalists have been killed since Mr. Duterte became president in 2016. An additional 3 journalists have been killed this year in the Philippines. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website. or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.